good people, it's game day, which brings with it another phenomenal flash. South Africa take on Libya in just a few hours, knowing that a point will be enough to send us to the African Cup of Nations. The anticipation is building, and I for one am keen to see the boys get us over the line. Now looking at the team, Baxter is without stalwart Itumeleng Khune, who misses out through a long-term shoulder injury. His Kaizer Chiefs teammate Bruce Bavuma has been called up to replace him, and even though no one knows how or why that happened, the 23-year-old is unlikely to feature. Instead, Darren Keat is expected to start, and the Bidvest Witstoppel will win his 10th cap if he does, becoming only the 10th keeper to reach the milestone for South Africa. While Kuna's absence might be felt, Bafana Bafana are boosted by the return of Rivaldo Kutsia, who could make his first international appearance since June 2017. The Sundown starlet is in a class of his own, and it will be great to see him back in the green and gold. Further up the pitch, a number of international players have been called up, including the likes of Keegan Dolly, Kamogelo Mokotjo, Tulani Serero and Bongani Zungu. Mokotjo has been one of the standout players in the English Championship this season, and I'm hoping he'll feature after having to take a late fitness test. Our international contingent also includes the attacking talents of Lebo Mutibo and Percy Tau, as well as one-cap wonder Lars Veldwijk. The Dutch-born striker is back in the national fold for the first time since 2016 and has obviously impressed Baxter with his form for Sparta Rotterdam. South Africa inexplicably played out a goalless draw with Libya when we hosted them in September, but I don't see us making the same mistake again. In Motiba, Tau and Veldwijk, we have three attackers who know their way to goal, and at least one of them should get on the score sheet today. There's enough quality in the squad overall for us to get the job done, and I look forward to being back where we belong, competing with Africa's elite. But that's about all we have time for today. So thanks for tuning in. As always, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us, either on Twitter at PhenomenoZA or on the Anchor app at PhenomenoFootball. Remember, your message could be the point of discussion in the next Phenomeno Flash.